USA Radio News.
The White House reacts to President Joe Biden's meeting with Vladimir Putin.
Direct and straightforward. That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sullivan adding that President Biden warned Putin regarding those troops and what happens if Russia invades Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders reached an elaborate deal Tuesday that will allow Democrats to lift the nation's debt limit without any votes from Republicans. President Joe Biden had called on Republicans to, quote, get out of the way. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Tuesday marked the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Although most people associate the term D-Day with the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, it is military code for the beginning of any offensive operation. In the Pacific Theater during World War II, there were more than 100 D-Days. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon will stand trial for a contempt of Congress charge starting July 18th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New York Times reporter took to Twitter over her frustration with maskless travelers at New York's JFK International Airport. Apoorva Mandavilli is the science and health reporter at the New York Times. She appeared upset at the number of people not wearing a mask correctly. Among other things, Mandavilli tweeted, five people with masks under their noses, make that six. No, wait, seven. Senator Ted Cruz criticized President Joe Biden during a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday over the unfolding crisis in Ukraine.
Hundreds of thousands of Russian troops are massed on the border of Ukraine waiting to invade. This calamitous foreign policy disaster is Joe Biden's fault.
Cruz continued to criticize Biden, saying this is a direct consequence of Biden's surrender to Putin on a natural gas pipeline being constructed from Russia to Germany. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem proposed to spend $1 billion from the federal government on infrastructure and pay raises in a budget address to state lawmakers on Tuesday. The Republican said she wants to use the money to give a 6% wage increase to state employees like teachers and government employees and allocate money for housing, emergency responders, daycare facilities, and water infrastructure. And former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon will stand trial for a contempt of Congress charge starting July 18th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.